Joan is calling us from Mount Vernon. Hi, Joan. What's on your mind?
Hi. I got diagnosed with osteoporosis a few years ago. And I started taking your osteoporosis mix, you know, the osteomins and all that. And I ended up getting severe muscle cramps. And
uh-oh.
I finally decided, okay, it has to be that. I quit taking it. They got a little better. I do have problems with my muscles in my neck. They're rock hard. They're, as all the people have said, they're splinting and all that. So that, I don't know if it's connected. But at this point, if I even have buffered vitamin C, which has minute amounts of calcium and magnesium, I get muscle cramps. And at the worst, I mean, they were waking me up in the middle of the night. I was just screaming in pain. I mean, we're talking
wow.
the worst pain I've ever had. I mean, and it's just insane. And it's all over my body. I mean, these muscles, like Charlie's horses that just won't let go. And I just wondered if you have any idea, because normally people take at least a magnesium for muscle cramps, and it makes
yes, they
far
do,
worse.
Ma'am. Well, a couple, three things to have in mind and to sort out with your doctor, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. One thing is that it is possible, although rare, to become allergic to something that belongs in the body. Now, learned that years ago when I learned from a doctor who was very successful with treating hyperactive children that if we desensitize them to their own neurotransmitters, which are the molecules their brains make to carry messages around the brain, well, they were allergic to them. And if we desensitize them, their ADHD and their hyperactivity got a lot better. We've worked with people who are very, very sensitive to other essential nutrients, calcium, magnesium, zinc, chromium. It's rare, but it does happen. So that's one possibility that you may need some desensitization. Now, second thing is mineral imbalance. If the minerals are out of balance with each other, yeah, you can get cramps because of the imbalance, even if you got enough of it. That can give you a problem. Third thing, there's other things besides calcium, magnesium, low, which will contribute to muscle cramps, potassium, and of all things, vitamin E. Vitamin E solving a 8-year case of muscle cramps was one of the things that got me into doing natural medicine, ma'am, because the woman I was working with had been taking every single patent medicine there was, plus calcium, plus magnesium, plus potassium, and she was still having leg cramps, and she took vitamin E and they went away. So there are a lot of considerations here, ma'am. Please find
I
yourself a doc.
I have taken all of those. I mean, I've done the potassium, I've done the vitamin E, I've done all of those things, and I haven't.
Well, better look at hypersensitivities, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, I am seeing one of your doctors. They hadn't mentioned. I'm talking less than 100 milligrams of calcium will set me off. Wouldn't that be enough to be a sensitizing amount, or do you go lower than that? Or
no, ma'am, we have to do desensitization with minuscule amounts. They're called homeopathic.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Oh, and
I have to say
that your betaine solution absolutely helped me more than anything any other doctor's ever done with the stomach stuff.
Good.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. So,
okay.
Thank you.
Well, see what we all can do about this other for you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank
okay,
you
thanks. Bye.
Uh-huh.